Hey, Mama. So today I want to talk about four things I wish I knew before starting a work from home business as a mom of young children. So this is, in a sense, me, like what I would have told my past self when I first got started with my business. There were a lot of misconceptions that I had. And truthfully, when I entered the online space, there weren't a lot of people talking about running a business as a mom with little ones at home. There was a lot of information and resources available about being an entrepreneur, even being a female entrepreneur, but not a lot of people talking about doing it as a mom and as a mom with little ones, like infants and toddlers at home. And so I wanted to create this episode for the mama out there who is thinking about starting an online business and, you know, feels overwhelmed, not sure what she actually needs and, you know, what she should actually focus on. But also for those of you who maybe you have been in business for a year or so and you're still kind of feeling stuck. You're still kind of feeling like, okay, do I actually need to do this? Or is this something I actually need to focus on? So let's jump into today's episode. Hey, Mama, are you tired of feeling stressed and overwhelmed trying to grow your online business with your babies at home? You desire more flexibility in your day, allowing you to pour into your family, yourself, and your business without running yourself into the ground. Mama, you can build your dream business and do it in a way that fits your current season of life. And I'm going to show you exactly how. Welcome to the Mama Turn Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, daughter of the king, wife, mama of two, and life and business coach for mompreneurs. On this podcast, you will learn business strategies made for mamas just like you, who desire to be successful CEOs and fully present mamas without stress or overwhelm. So whether you're an entrepreneur who transitioned to a mompreneur or a mama turn mompreneur, I am here to support you. So grab your coffee, notebook, and pen, put in those earbuds, and let's dig in. Okay, so if you haven't already, make sure you go grab my new resource, the Productive CEO Mama Blueprint. This is a free resource, and basically it's a productivity calendar where it's going to break down each day for you and where you can really map out the top three tasks you need to focus on each day in your business. So that way you are getting more done while actually working less in your business. It's really going to help you to focus and really understand like what things you should actually be prioritizing in your business and what things you should just be leaving off to the side. So you can head on over to mamaturnmompreneur.com/CEO Mama to grab that. Or you can simply go down to the episode description, click the link, it's available there, or grab it from the show notes. So let's talk about the four things I wish I knew before starting a work from home business as a mom of young children. So the first thing I wish I knew was the importance of keeping your overhead extremely low. When you're first starting out, you do not need all the bells and whistles. And I know some people tell you, oh, you need a website, you need this, you need that. No, you don't. And the reason why I say this is that 9 times out of 10, where you start, like when you first start your business, a year from now, I'm not even gonna say a year, 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, it is not gonna be the same business you started with. And the reason why is that as you work with clients and you work with different clients and you try different things and you really get immersed into the online space, you're going to pivot, you're going to shift. But also too, as your seasons of life change, you're going to pivot, you're going to shift. I am a living example of that. I started out as a virtual assistant, then I niched in podcast management, and now I have shifted fully into coaching. And those changes all happened based on my season of life. When I went from VA to podcast manager, I had gone from a mom of one to a mom of two. And then when I went from podcast manager to coach, my kids got a little bit older and were more active. but also, you know, my son required more, even more of me, just with navigating, you know, this new autism diagnosis and everything. And so there have been a lot of major shifts. Part of those transitions have been, you know, I've shared on the podcast before, when my mom moved out of state and we didn't have really any more support with the kids. It was just me and my husband. So things are going to change. And so I would not invest in a website, and not even just saying like having someone build it for you, but paying those monthly or annual fees for a domain name, you know, for, you know, these different things, you know, the actual website hosting and different things like that. I would not invest in that starting out. Just for me, I've had two different websites. For my VA business, it was the Savvy VA Mama, and it was a Squarespace website. And then when I shifted into the podcasting space, that's when I shifted to, you know, Mama Turn Mompreneur, and eventually moved my website over to Show It. But I've kind of felt, as a VA, I didn't need that yet, because I was still even just trying to figure out my offers, like what I actually wanted to do in my business and stuff. So instead of doing something like that, look at some low-cost options. You know, yes, you do want to have somewhere to direct people so that they can learn more about you. They can, you know, apply to work with you, book a discovery call, whatever your process is. And so you can use things like Linktree and different things like that. And I'm saying that this is just as starting out. As you gain more clarity in your business and you clarify your messaging, you validate your offers and different things like that, you do eventually want to add in a website, because that is going to support you as you're growing your business and really call in those dream clients. But when you're first starting out, don't waste your money like that. So that was the first thing. The second thing is that I truly do believe you should start building your email list from the beginning to develop the habit of doing it and to learn the platform early in your mompreneur journey. Now, I know it's like, well, you just said I shouldn't start with the website. I don't think you need the website, but I do think you need to have an email list. And people are like, oh, you don't need to focus on that until you reach a certain point in your business. But I feel like the longer you wait to get into email marketing, the harder it is for you to actually get into it. As you work with more clients, and even as like your business pivots and shifts and changes and evolves, some of those past clients you worked with can utilize the new services you have. I've had that where, you know, clients who started out with me when I was a VA, they moved along with me when I shifted into podcast management. And so having them on your email list, you know, so that way they're aware of the new offerings you have and the new ways they can work with you, that's going to help continue to, you know, nurture those relationships and keep you at, you know, top of mind. So that's why I really believe in having, like, starting the email list from the beginning. And it's a great way to really generate leads, like especially you create your free resource, but also it gives you more opportunities to be able to participate in bundles and different things like that. So I think that is really important, especially because it's an effective way to generate leads, create this community off of socials, but also nurture your audience on a larger scale, if that makes sense. Because you know your emails are going to end up in their inbox. And then I want to touch on something I said earlier. So how I said about not worrying about buying a domain name, you do actually have to do that for your email list. So I just want to kind of retract that last statement. But you, just with the new email deliverability requirements, you do have to have an email that's at a domain name. So to keep it simple, especially if you aren't sure, like if you're new to business, you probably don't have like, you know, your business name yet. You may just be using your name. And so that's what you can do. You can buy a domain that's like your name. So that way it'll be hello@whateveryournameis.com. So the second thing is start building your email list from the beginning. The third thing is do not just focus on one platform to build your business. You want to make sure that you're at least active on two platforms. And one of those platforms should be a platform that is not social media. So this can look like guesting on podcasts. This can look like, you know, doing collaborations, such as like bundle collaborations, speaking engagements, different things like that. But you don't want to just focus on one platform. You don't want to just try to build your business on Instagram because eventually those leads are going to dry up. And with the way Instagram has been Instagramming, a lot of people are, you know, I've been hearing saying like, you know, they're not seeing the same amount of leads that they used to get. They're not seeing the same level of engagement and different things like that. And so this is where it's very important to get visible on other platforms. So for instance, you can do freebie swaps with people who serve a similar audience as you, where you guys share each other's freebies with each other's audiences, and then you're growing your email list. And so you, like one of your other platforms literally can be emails where you're just driving people to sign up for your freebie and get on your email list. And then you're nurturing those relationships. You're bringing all the value. And the people who are on your email list, they are some of your warmest leads. Like anybody who gives you the permission to email them each week, that's a warm lead. They want to hear from you. They're like, I want to see you in my inbox each week. So looking at leveraging more than one platform. And again, one of those platforms should be a non-social media platform or like a platform you own, basically. So again, email marketing, podcast guesting, that's evergreen content. You can also do guest blogging. I have seen more people asking for guest bloggers for their website, which is, that's huge. Like SEO, baby, that is huge. So there's different options you have to get visible, but you don't want to just rely on one platform because that is going to make it harder for you to grow your business at a quicker rate. Like you're limiting yourself to one platform where your ideal clients, they're not all hanging out on one platform. They consume content in different ways. And so you want to show up in at least two ways. If you have the capacity to do more, then do more. But I say at least having two platforms that you can leverage for marketing in your business. Okay, the fourth thing is to prioritize lead generation, nurturing your audience, and selling. This is important. If you want to actually start signing clients in your business, you need to be generating leads, you need to be nurturing those leads, and you need to be selling to them. So letting them know how they can work with you, how you can support them, the transformations that you can help them achieve. You have to be intentional about this and make it a weekly habit. This isn't something you do 1 week and then you forget about it the rest of the time you're in business. When you make it a habit, this is going to ensure that your leads never dry up and that you have an audience that is ready to buy from you when you drop a new offer, when you say, hey, I'm going to have an opening starting on such and such date. Sometimes we can get in this cycle where we are so focused on serving our clients that we neglect our own business needs. We don't focus on lead generation. We don't focus on nurturing our current audience, and we don't sell. We don't tell people how they can work with us, how we can support them, how we can help them. And that hurts us because at some point, that monthly retainer client, they're going to end that contract. And so you don't want to be scrambling when they end that contract trying to find a new client. You want to have an audience that is ready to buy, who is ready to work with you. But part of that is not neglecting that audience, but also building that audience. So You want to make sure you have a good system in place that allows you to do those things where you're, again, generating leads, nurturing those leads. This is where, like, again, email marketing is a game changer for that. Podcast guesting, like, even if you don't have your own podcast, your current audience, you can share any podcast that you guest on with them. And that's going to nurture them because that's going to allow them to hear you in a new way, especially when somebody's interviewing you and asking you specific questions that they may be questions that you haven't even addressed in any of your content before. But it's like, it's a new way for your audience to hear from you, learn from you, connect with you. So you have these different ways that you can nurture your current audience, but there's also some overlap in that a lot of these strategies are good for lead generation too. And then you also need to sell in this content, letting people know how they can work with you. And so doing those things, that's going to ensure that you aren't going through this dry spell. You aren't panicking because a contract with a client is about to end and they decided not to renew it. And now you have only 30 days to find another client. No, don't put yourself in that situation. Like, that is stressful to do when you're running a business. If this, like, you know, prioritizing lead generation and nurturing and selling, like making it a weekly habit, if this is something you want to start doing, I highly recommend you download my free Productive CEO Mama Blueprint. This productivity calendar will help you schedule in time for lead generation, nurturing your community, and selling. And so you can download that at mamaturnmompreneur.com/CEO Mama. Okay, so as a quick recap, the four things that I wish I knew before starting a work from home business as a mom of young children are keeping my overhead down as much as possible until I am generating enough income for it to make sense for me to be paying for all these other things. And I have validated offers. I have, you know, a clear idea on who I'm serving. I have clear messaging. You don't need the website. You don't need all these extra things. The second thing is to start building your email list from the beginning. And this is going to basically, in a sense, build up that email marketing muscle because this is a game changer. I don't care what anybody says, email marketing needs to be part of your marketing strategy. And if you don't know how to write emails, there are templates for that. Link below in the episode description, you can sign up for Jenny Roth's Email Insiders membership. She's going to give you the words to say. So start building your email list from the beginning. The third thing is that you don't want to limit yourself to one platform. This is going to lead to you running out of leads. And depending on what platform it is, like if it's a social media platform that you don't own, you can easily lose access to it. So you want to make sure you have at least two marketing platforms that you are leveraging in your business. And then the fourth thing is to always, always, always prioritize lead generation, nurturing your audience, and selling. Sell. All right, mama, that is it for this episode. I would love to hear your thoughts on this, especially like if you have been in business for some time. I would love to know, what were things that you wish you knew before you started your business? What were some things that you would tell your past self to help them better navigate, you know, this mompreneur journey? So you can shoot me a DM on Instagram at @mamaturnmompreneur. All right, I'll catch you in the next episode. Well, mama, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. If you enjoyed today's episode, will you do me a favor and follow the podcast and leave a review? Hitting that follow button and sharing your thoughts about the podcast are the best ways to ensure that other mamas like you find this show. Your review also lets me know if you're enjoying this podcast, so make sure to share your thoughts before you go. All right, mama, I'll catch you in the next episode.